New records were set Saturday for the Stan Fowler Christmas Fund. But their records volunteers wished weren't broken. In terms of the numbers of $150 grocery vouchers delivered and funds raised, Saturday was a record-setting day for the Schumacher Lions Club. So far, we're at 503 vouchers that are out for delivery and counting, said SFCF Chair John McCauley. I still have people calling in today and still looking for a voucher. We'll try to help as many as we can, but time is running out. The total raised to date is $102,465.26. Both are records. We've never even come close to giving out 500 vouchers. Last year, we were at $93,000 and that was a record. This year, we smashed it. The totals were the high because there are more families than ever needing help. If we didn't have to give out a single voucher, I'd be the happiest guy in the world, he said. Because then you know people are being taken care of and they don't require this. Unfortunately, we're living in a society where it's just not feasible and the struggle is real. It's not just a few. It's becoming more and more every year. It was more than just the Lions Club helping out. A radiothon hosted by Country 93.1 was key to the fundraising. Mikey's General Sales donated a generator, for which ballots were entered when donors contributed $50 or more. Local media, including Timmins Today, helped publicize the event. Then there was the generosity of local businesses and individuals. And when delivery day arrived, the Lions were joined by friends and family to get the job done. Today I was blown away with the amount of people. I shouldn't be blown away because I belong to an incredible club with very giving people, McCauley explained. We had more than 30 people giving out vouchers today. We haven't seen numbers like that in a very long time. If anyone wasn't home when volunteers made their rounds, they can still collect their voucher. If we missed you today, we left a door hanger, a yellow card, and we'll be here Monday 1 to 5 p.m., he said. If you can't make it then, give us a call. The phone number is on the door knocker. We'll do our best to get you that voucher. Local agencies help with the vetting of requests to make sure those in need get assistance. Vouchers can't be used to purchase tobacco or alcohol. No change is provided, so groceries have to be bought in one visit. Every grocery store in Timmins, except Walmart, which opted out of the program a few years ago, honors the vouchers, which must be presented with identification. As long as there is a need in the community, volunteers will do their best to live up to the club motto of "We serve." We'll do our part as long as we're all kicking to try and make life a little easier on people, McCauley said. Especially at Christmas and especially with children. This story was supplied by Wayne Snyder, who is a member of the Schumacher Lions Club.